Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
C103. And Joe Heffernan joining us. Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And we're at that time of year where tomorrow, with the 1st of May, we're getting very, very close to state exams. And it's usually the time when the nerves start to peak. And even there'll be exams, there'll be school exams for some students. And some students just unfortunately get very, very nervous in the run-up to exams. So we want to give a little bit of help, particularly to parents, because I'm very conscious that many of the students are in school today, but we'll have tips for the students as well. But I suppose the one thing for all, for parents, particularly for the state exams and the Leaving Cert in particular, and the Junior Cert, because it's the first state exam, is to encourage, to be as encouraging as you can.
Absolutely. And to kind of, without minimising the importance of it, to say, look, it's not the end of the world. You know, you're loved here at home, and you still will be, whether the marks are up in the air and brilliant or whether they're not as good as we hoped. And, you know, to make it clear that that this is not life or death, you know, it's important, but to kind of put it in its context, you know.
Yeah, and young people today are under enough pressure without the parents, and the parents nagging is probably the wrong word, but trying to say, why you should be studying, why aren't you studying, why, what are you doing, you know what I mean? You need to just ease off a little bit on what would be perceived by young people as pressure, adding additional pressure.
Yes, indeed. And I mean, as we hinted at recently, and we'll speak a bit more on in our time, would be, you know, the enormous pressure that young people are under today. You know, between social media and all of that, that, you know, I really feel for young people at the moment that, you know, we had it a little bit simpler.
Yeah, even that whole points system, you know, and we're constantly at pains to point out that you don't always have to go to university to get to your end goal. But there seems to be, and I don't know, and, you know, maybe I'm wrong in the schools. I don't know whether the focus is from the school's point of view or not, because all the schools love to celebrate when they can come out and say 90% of their Leaving Cert class went on into third level education. But it isn't all about third level education.
It's not indeed, and I mean, even looking at it from a point of view of employment and etc., I mean, I could have 20, 30 graduates here in the next 5 days if I badly needed one of them. But, you know, I wouldn't find it too easy to get a tradesperson.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, we need to kind of broaden our horizons. There was a time, I agree with you completely, that, you know, it was like junior cert, leaving cert college. And it can be junior cert, leaving cert, apprenticeship. Mm. And that's something that is beginning to be looked at. And that's a very good thing.
Well, we have to, because we're running out of tradespeople. Yeah. We, you know, and you can have a fantastic career and earn a great potential to earn money from a trade. So we've got to keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So back to the parents and the studying.
Yeah.
Now you're saying, ask the young person if there's anything that you can do for them. That's a simple enough request.
Yeah. Very simply, is there something you would like me to do? And there might be a request about A or B or C, and, you know, you might be surprised at the request, but you won't know if you don't ask. And here are simple things as well, like, you know, if there are young children in the home as well, to do your best to give the student their space where they're able to do their bit of study and that in peace, and that they're not, you know, that they're not distracted by this, that, or the other thing with the young people. So, you know, everyone in their own home will know what to do about that.
Yeah, and if there's a weekend where a young person is planning on doing a lot of study and you do have young children in the house, maybe arrange that the younger children go on a play date or you take them out somewhere so that it's a nice, quiet environment for the person that's studying.
Absolutely, and that's a win-win situation. Everybody, the younger and the older, would like that. So, as I say, that's a win-win. And sometimes a small thing like, would you like a cup of tea, can help. It shows concern, it shows consideration. You know, I think in life we all like to hear the question, would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah.
And the student who is hopefully arranging at least for the study, if not already well into it, would appreciate that too.
Yeah, and it's a small thing that you can do. But for the parents, the big thing is to stay as positive as possible.
To be positive and to be as relaxed as you can be as a parent, because it is a pressure situation and, you know, you don't want to add to it. And you know the way that we can pick up on tension, that if somebody is uptight and preoccupied around the place, the student will pick up on that too, and that won't help, you know. And as well as that, to make allowances. I mean, the young person is under pressure. You know, there might be a snappy answer to a question that one would feel that that was a bit snappy, and to understand, look, the young person is under pressure, and you know, we can all be a little bit abrupt when we are under pressure.
Yeah, don't take it to heart.
Exactly, make allowances.
But it can be a very stressful time for the parent, particularly, I think, if it's your first son or daughter heading into leaving cert. It can be a very stressful time, and that's where you've got to try and be as relaxed as possible.
Exactly. I mean, you know, add to the bit of serenity that's available rather than adding to the pressure. And you're spot on there. That, I mean, especially if it's the first outing for one of the children to engage with one of the state examinations. And indeed, I mean, I have known young people that I would have worked with that, you know, even the in-house school tests, some people are very, very susceptible to anxiety about exams. And again, you know, to understand that, and that where possible to alleviate the pressure, but definitely not to add to it, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay as calm as you can, even though on the inside you might be.
Exactly. And it might seem a bit early, Patricia, but I mean, a study timetable, a schedule, is a good idea at this point in time. There's nothing to be gained in having a mad rush in a fortnight's time. Now is the time to kind of set out a realistic timetable, allowing a certain amount of attention for each subject, and the young person will know where they need to put in a bit extra time for certain subjects, and the ones that are, you know, relatively stress-free. So, and don't forget that when a timetable is made out, this would be broad strokes now of a timetable at this stage. I mean, it wouldn't be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3:30. It would be a little bit more, a little bit looser in the time factors. But to have a fair picture of what needs to be done. For example, you know, to have the books, the notes, the whatever, separated for each subject, that everything isn't piled on top of each other, because being calm now and looking after oneself is essential, and a little bit of order and preparation.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of study cards and reducing the main points. Yeah,
I am, and we might have a word about this towards the end of the month. But definitely reduce. There isn't much point in picking up a textbook to read four chapters. Whereas if you can reduce down the four chapters to each chapter to having bullet points, well then as you're coming closer to the exam, that will do. There isn't much point in thinking, I'll read Hamlet the night before the exam.
Yeah.
That's just really not on.
Yeah, you're wasting your time. You're absolutely wasting
your
time.
Yeah,
and back to the mums and indeed the dads, something that they can help the students with is making sure that they're eating like a good diet and that they're getting time out. They can't be, you know, 100% focused on study, study, study.
Exactly, and I mean, when a young person, maybe in conjunction with parents and our teachers, is making out a study timetable, to factor in the time off, to have it realistic. If a person has found that they're studying from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., well, it's probably not going to happen. Whereas if 2 to 3 was taking a walk, having a bit of time out, doing whatever the person finds relaxing, well then that will be helpful. But a lot of people have made the mistake in the past of it being work on the timetable instead of it being interspersed with time out.
Yeah. That saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy,
is a
very true saying. All right, yeah. Listen, we leave it there. Joe, a text in saying, great to hear of students doing well in exams, but it always annoys me when I see schools celebrating the success of those who got the very high marks, like the straight A's. I always feel it's very unfair on the others who maybe didn't do as well, and it can be degrading to them. Good luck to all of them. And someone
Absolutely.
Else says, well done to Joe. A lot of common sense today. Okay, that's where we leave it. Have a great week. and enjoy the bank holiday, and we'll talk to you next week.
And the same, Patricia.
Thanks,
although
Joe.
The old forecast isn't wonderful.
Ah, well, we'll be ever hopeful. Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye. Joe runs a counselling practice in Bohabui. His number is 086-834-8145.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.